Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press...
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, thank you for connecting to the eBay cancellation department. How can I help you?
I just got a phone call saying I want something from eBay, but I haven't, so the prompt told me to push 1, so I did.
All right. Okay, and when was the last time you logged into your eBay account and purchased something, sir?
I don't do eBay.
Okay, so as you confirming me that you did not purchase anything from eBay company, like they are trying to purchase a gift card for $299. So just for the verification, we are going to be secure your all the information and cancel your fraud charge. Like you did not shopping with eBay as you told me before.
Okay.
That means...
I've never shopped with eBay.
Big pardon?
I've never shopped with eBay.
Yeah. So can you confirm you want to cancel this transaction?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Just tell me, like, do you have a computer on your cell phone?
No.
Like, do you have a mobile phone?
Yeah, I don't use it.
Okay. Is it your iPhone or is it your Android?
iPhone.
iPhone. Okay. Just put my call in the loudspeaker. Once you're done, let me know, sir.
I'm on loudspeaker, yeah.
Yeah. Now just go back to the normal wallpaper screen and open up your app store. Yeah. What you can see on your mobile phone? What you can see?
It's just loading.
Okay. Your app. All right.
Okay.
That means. Yeah. Tell me.
Sorry.
Like what you can see? Did you open up the app store?
Yes, fine. Cannot connect to
App
Store. Right, now I've got it.
Okay. It will take some time. Do you see there is a magnifying glass at the right hand side, very bottom corner on your screen?
Yes.
Okay, just click on that. Click on that magnifying glass.
Yeah, I've clicked on it. It's just loading.
All right. I think your internet line is very slow in your phone.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay, now do you see any search panel where you can type something after loading?
Yeah.
Okay, you just touch on that panel and type over there, A for Australia, letter A.
Yep.
N for Nancy, letter N.
N.
N for November.
Yep.
Okay, and Y for yellow, letter Y.
Yep.
D for doctor, letter D.
Yep.
E for Edward, letter E. S for sugar, letter S.
Yep.
K for kingdom, letter K.
Yep.
Now, just give a click on search.
What am I searching for? Like, I've never been on this. Like, I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, yeah, I'm telling you, like, what you need to do, you need to cancel the transaction. That is the reason. Through that application, it's an antivirus software. Okay, through that application, you can see a 9-digit cancellation ID number. Like, every cancellation procedure has been own cancellation ID. So we need that ID. That is the reason you just need to download that application. So just confirm me that ID. Once you confirm me that ID, then I'm going to cancel your charge. That is the reason. So what you need to do, sir, just search for any desk, and if you see any new page comes up on your screen, let me know.
Yep.
Did you see any new?
I've got 14 Vantage Masters V or something. Any desk remote.
Yeah, yeah, just choose that option, any desk, remote, desktop, the red color application, and at the beside that, can you see any get option, like GT get?
No.
What you can see?
Just heaps of that, rough desk remote, air mirror remote, Microsoft remote.
Oh, okay, can you see any desk remote? Can you see any desk remote? The second option?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, okay, just click on that, click on that.
So, click on get or the icon?
Yeah. Click on get, click on get. Double click on get.
Yeah.
And once you double click on get, I do believe it's loading. It's downloading. Am I correct?
So, I have to install it.
Yes, yes, of course.
Okay, what's the password?
I'm sorry?
What's the password now?
Is it asking for any password?
Yeah, it is, yes.
Okay, do you remember your password?
No, I don't, because I've never been on it.
I did not understand. Tell me once again.
Don't worry about it, man.
Like, is it asking your ID, your Apple ID and your password, right?
Nah, don't worry about it. I'm not sure if you're a scam or what. I don't know.
No. I don't asking you any personal information, sir. Remember that. Like, every scammer asking you any banking details or any credit card number.
I don't want to download that, but I don't need them.
No, that is your secure software, sir. That is your secure software. We need that 9-digit cancellation code. Once you open this application, you can see the 9-digit code over there. Okay. If you can't see that, you just hang up this call. Just download it and open it up. And you can see your address and 9-digit number.
Yeah, well, I'm on that store. It says sign in with Apple ID. And it's got my email address. So I don't know what the password is.
Oh, okay, okay. I will help you, sir. I will help you. I will help you. Just, you don't remember your Apple ID and your password, right?
No.
Okay. Just open up your settings. Just go back to the normal wallpaper screen and go to your settings.
Yeah.
Yeah, once you open up your settings, what are the options you can see? Okay, just hang on a second. Okay, do you see your name over there once you open up your settings?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Okay, just click on that. Okay, did you see any forget password option?
Password and security.
Like where you can see your name, you just click on your name. At the very top, do you see any profile, your name? Have a check.
It's got name, phone numbers, email, password, and security.
Yeah, click on security and password. Click on security and password.
Yeah, I'll click on it. It's loading now.
Okay. Don't need to be worried, sir. We are just going to helping you. How to change Apple ID and password. Okay, the new pages came up on your screen, I do believe.
Still loading.
Okay, still loading. The iPhone which you are using, is it your iPhone 8 or iPhone 11, 12, something like that?
11, I'm not sure.
Okay, no problem, sir.
Right, I've got,
Yeah, what do you got on your screen?
Change password, starting with Apple.
Yeah, change password. Did you see change password?
Why do I have to go through all this? Right. It's the first time I've ever heard of this.
Whenever you browsing the internet or whenever you share your any kind of information to anyone else, what's happening, they are just going to make a fake eBay account under your information, like 4582-57827. This number has been registered in our server. Okay, like somebody hacked your information and they are trying to just make an eBay account and make a purchase like an iTunes gift card for $299. So we are just going to canceling the charge. Okay.
Yeah.
And that is the reason you are just follow some technical steps.
Okay.
And right now I'm going to helping you to make a new set, like make a password and Apple ID. Like as you told me, you don't remember your Apple ID and password. That is the reason I'm going to helping you out. Nothing else.
Right, so it's got change password.
Yeah, and underneath that you can see or many options like change password, retype password, confirm password, or there should be written over there.
It's got enter password, and then it's got re-enter password.
Yeah, you make your own password. Underneath that, like below that, you can see any notice over there, like 18 characters, one special character, small letter. Did you see that notice? Yeah, you just make a new password. And if you wish, you can take a piece of paper and pen with you and make a new password. And just, like, first of all, you can written your piece of paper, whatever you make, and after that you just type over there your enter password, after that re-enter password, after that click on sign in, then you will be changing your password successfully. Once you done, let me know, and remember your own password. No, tell me your password right now. Thank you.
disappointment of a good boy.
What do you say? Yeah, did you change your password? It's done? It's done, right? Or you need our help so that I can guide you properly?
Right, it says sign out of other devices, do not sign out.
Okay. So hang on a second, sir. I'm going to transfer the call to my senior. He will guide you better, okay?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, thank you for being on hold, sir. This is Eric. You are talking to the technical supervisor of eBay. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay. Now, sir, I believe you have understand what exactly is going on through your internet now, right?
Not really, no. Apparently someone hacked me. I'm not right up with this sort of stuff, you know what I mean?
I understand. Yeah. Like, what happened, sir, these hackers are gathering your information, right? And from there, they are doing this kind of fraud payments, which is exactly going on through your cell phone at the moment. But no need to worry. I will tell you how you can simply block those fraudulent transactions and how would you remove everything, sir. Now, will you confirm me what do you exactly you can see into your cell phone at the moment?
Sign out other devices using your Apple ID.
All right, you can do that. Click on sign out, or you can, if you see, apart from the sign out, you can see any other option.
I'll click out sign out.
Okay, click on skip. If you see anything, say skip. Click on skip.
Now it's got Apple ID. I've got to put in my password now.
All right, put your password. No issues.
Right, it's got sign in with Apple ID.
Put your Apple ID if you ask for, is it asking for your Apple ID? Put your Apple ID then.
I don't know what it is.
You don't remember your Apple ID? Okay, do one thing, sir. First of all, I'll explain you how you can simply change your Apple ID, okay? So do one thing. First of all, whatever you can see, I just want you to simply minimize it and come to your normal home screen where you can see your all of your applications. Can you come to that page, please?
Look, I cannot get you to ring me faster or something because I'm not very good at this and I can get my wife to do it.
All right, okay, no issues. Now, will you tell me, sir, apart from this cell phone, you use any other device, like any computer or any laptop with you?
No.
All right, no issues. So that's why, sir, I have to complete this work in your cell phone and don't need to get panic, okay? I'll explain you how would you fix your password properly. So just bear with me. I will explain you now. So what I want you to do, I want you to simply close everything and come to your mobile phone screen where you can see your all of your applications like message, camera, WhatsApp. I just want you to come to that page directly. Okay?
Yep, righto.
Okay. Now, first of all, now, can you tell me, sir, do you see any option in there, says mobile phone settings? Do you see settings there?
Okay. No, I'm just on my normal screen.
Uh-huh. All right. Now, sir, do you see the settings option where you see settings, like the application settings? Do you All right, so can you tell me what can you see now?
Enter passcode for other iPhones.
Okay, put down the passcode, like it's a 6-digit passcode of your mobile phone,
yep.
Put in there.
Just load.
Uh-huh.